بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the peace and blessings may be upon his final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Preparation needs an understanding of what you are preparing for. And so in our case, we are preparing for Ramadan. And so the amount of effort you place in your preparation is an indication of how much you actually value what you are preparing for. And so the question goes, brothers, how much and how well have you prepared for Ramadan this year? You cannot prepare for something if you don't know anything about it. If you don't know the value of something, then whatever comes after is sloppy and is poor. And unfortunately, this is one of the reasons we see that people's improvement or lack of improvement in Ramadan, during Ramadan, and their ability to maintain their increase in Iman after Ramadan. But for the one who appreciates this blessed month, who sees the value in it, who understands it, the magnitude of it, the blessings, we see them gaining an increase in their iman, gaining an increase in their actions of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increasing in their abstinence from the prohibitions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says about preparation in the Qur'an, a very simple principle. He says, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. That when he's talking about jihad, he says if they truly wanted to leave for the sake of jihad, they would have prepared a proper preparation. And this is the way the verse could be accurately translated, prepared a proper preparation. And this word has been repeated to stress the importance of the word prepare. They would have prepared a proper preparation. Now let's take this principle for ourselves and let's place it within Ramadan. If you truly wanted Ramadan, you would have prepared a proper preparation. How many people, and I ask you and the sisters, how many people have actually or fit into this category of their preparation of Ramadan? And I'm not talking about stocking up on food and household items, which is what most people would think preparation of Ramadan is. And no, I've got my box of dates and I've got extra food for a month, subhanAllah, that we eat less in. But we are actually talking about something that has truly been forgotten in the preparation of Ramadan. So what are we actually preparing for? We're preparing for in this month of Ramadan. Well, the month is, as we know, and you'll hear today often in every lecture almost, it's a month where the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were brought down, revealed to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a month of forgiveness of sins, increasing of iman, and moving your face away from the hellfire thousands of years. It is a month where in it is a night that worship in it is greater, better, more than 1,000 months of worship, or you can calculate that as more than 82 years of worship. A month, it could be 100 years better of worship. It could be 1,000 years better of worship. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This is what we are actually preparing for. So your preparation of Ramadan and understanding of Ramadan is a sign of your iman. Your preparation of Ramadan and how much you prepare for Ramadan is a sign of your iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whoever honors the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed it is from the piety of their heart. And so whoever sees this month as great and virtuous, this is a sign of piety in your heart. So how are we preparing, brothers? Knowing what we are preparing for will inform you how to prepare. I repeat, knowing what we are preparing for Ramadan will inform you of how to prepare. So are we actually preparing for, as the Mashayikh said, ceasing food and ceasing water and keeping away from intimate relations with your wife or keeping away from idle talk? These are the actions that will lead us to the point of Ramadan, but this is not the point of Ramadan. If you understand the point of Ramadan, then you will understand how to actually prepare for Ramadan. And what is the point of Ramadan? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is the point of Ramadan. The point of Ramadan is for you to increase in your taqwa. For you to increase in your taqwa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the people before you, of the Christians and the Jews, so that you may gain piety, so that you may gain fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this point here, this actual point, should be the focus of your preparation for Ramadan and during Ramadan, and also to maintain after Ramadan. So then we need to go into taqwa, because we are going to use this principle in preparation for Ramadan. So we actually need to understand what taqwa is, so we can use that understanding to better prepare ourselves for Ramadan. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to have, ordered the people before us to have. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That He has ordained for you and the people before you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He orders you as believers to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He says, O people, fear Allah. And in the verses that we hear on Friday every Jumu'ah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He orders the people in general, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He even orders the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the highest of piety amongst us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. So this is an order for all of us and for all of mankind to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many others. Why has He ordered us to have taqwa? This is one of the best provisions, or the best provisions, for a believer to have. When the companions were traveling to Hajj, and you know the day's journeys through from Medina to Al-Makkah in the desert, the Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking him, what's the best provision to take with us to Hajj? You know, water or dates or whatever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered. He said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take provisions with you on your journey, but the best of provisions for you to have is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the piety in your hearts. This is the best provision for a believer to have, and this is why we have Ramadan, for you to increase in this provision. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best of provisions for a believer to have is to have the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is piety? And this is the point, brothers. We need to understand what piety is, so we can use this understanding in our preparation for Ramadan. And the scholars have said, it is acting upon the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love for Him and desire for His rewards. Out of love for Him and desire for His rewards, and leaving off the prohibitions out of fear of His retribution, out of fear of His revenge, out of fear for His punishment. So that when you perform an act, whether it be doing good for your parents, whether it be doing anything in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't do it for a particular person, but you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for Him and out of hope for His rewards. And when you leave off an action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, you leave it off out of fear of His punishment, out of fear of His retribution, out of fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you then and there. And I ask the brothers, when you perform a sin, would you perform this sin in front of your mothers? No. Would you perform this sin in front of somebody that you respected? No. Would you perform this sin in front of your fathers? No. So how can you perform this sin in front of the one who is always watching you? This is what we need to prepare for of taqwa, so that we can go into Ramadan truly understanding what taqwa is. As the ulama said, with one of the verses, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ أَنْ يُطَعْ فَلَا يُعْصَى وَأَنْ يُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى وَأَنْ يُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ. One of the meanings of this verse, to obey him without disobedience, to remember him without forgetting him, and to thank him and to not be ungrateful to him. And when this verse came down, it stopped the Sahaba in their paths. The Sahaba, when they would hear a verse, they would understand the verse, they would implement, they would memorize, and then they would move on. But this is the verse that stopped the companions. Why? Because the requirement of this verse. So what does this verse require you to do? To obey him without disobedience, to remember him without forgetting him, and to be thankful to him without being ungrateful to him. And they ran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, who can perform this verse? Who can act upon this verse? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed the verse, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And this is a verse that came after this, in that to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your abilities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in your heart. But this is a verse of the pinnacle of taqwa, of the highest of taqwa that we should be aiming for. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-jannah, what do we ask for? The lowest or the second level? No, we ask for al-firdaus al-a'la. And so when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase in our taqwa, we ask him to increase to the highest levels of taqwa. And this is the meaning of the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. This is the verse that stopped the Sahaba in their paths. Why? Because of the requirement and the understanding they had of حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, to fear Allah, the true fear that he deserves. Brothers, these are some of the meanings of taqwa, and we need to use these meanings to prepare our nafs, our souls, for going into Ramadan, so we can increase in our taqwa. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be, and follow a bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it away. This is another way of you preparing to increase in taqwa, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching you, and to fear him at all times. Having taqwa, brothers, or increasing in your taqwa, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described it perfectly. And this is something we always need to remind ourselves of when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience, or when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in avoiding the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll end on this. When Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him about al-ihsan, and he said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. What is al-ihsan? He said, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he sees you, and as if you see him. And if you do not see him, then know that he sees you. Understand this principle, brothers. For you to increase in your taqwa, use this principle in preparation for you to gain taqwa in Ramadan, to maintain your taqwa after Ramadan, and to even increase upon your taqwa after Ramadan. And this is one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may his face be rubbed in the dirt, the one who adraka Ramadan walam yughfar lah. He sees Ramadan. He passes through Ramadan and his sins are not forgiven. Why? Because he didn't understand the point. He did not attempt to achieve taqwa. He did not attempt to even increase taqwa. So brothers, understand, for you to increase taqwa, one of the main ways is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him, And if you cannot see him, then know that he is seeing you every second of the day. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear he deserves. And prepare Ramadan, prepare for your Ramadan by increasing and starting to increase in your taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.